Blog Talk Radio.
My listeners, you are chatting with Cindy here on Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alex Clare, Too Close. Again, good morning, good morning. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I kind of want to say thank you to my supporters for inspiring me to build this platform on motivating others to be successful in their business journey. You know, this is what it's all about. It's just about networking with each other. Last week, we kind of discussed some information about becoming a mentor. If you know anyone that's in a shelter or if you know someone that's in need of some type of career building, we discussed becoming a mentor to be a career-oriented person where you can have the commitment to help people to improve their lives by giving them interviewing skills or just kind of helping them with resume writing. That ties in with the Dress for Success program that I want to incorporate. And, again, with this, we'll have the commitment to offer certain women how to learn how to dress and just some type of career development services to mainstream with them in the workplace. This morning I have a gentleman who has started it's a service that provides care and support with individuals and your loved ones that kind of have complex health-related issues and needs. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Mr. Daniel to the Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Daniel, are you there? Good morning. Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're chatting with Cindy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good, thank you. Just kind of want to know, let the listeners know, how did you get started with the day hab industry?
Well, back in 2002, I served as a case manager for individuals that are challenged mentally, that are diagnosed with mental retardation. In 2005, I was working for an ICF, which is an intermediate care facility for those diagnosed with mental retardation. In 2006, the state came up with a program called HCS, Home and Community Service-Based Program, to take individuals out of facilities and put them out into the community, thinking that that would strengthen their mental abilities to focus and live into the world, into this community. And so up under this program, HCS, dealing with the Department of Aging and Disabilities, one of the requirements is that the individuals go out into what is called a day program so that they could get specialized trainings in areas that will serve and focus on their needs individually.
Okay.
And that's how I got started.
Okay. Now, what type of activities, I guess, do the clients do?
Well, it's an individualized program. We work with gross motor skills, fine motor skills, help to strengthen negative behaviors so that they are more socially acceptable into the community. We deal with cognition, helping building different areas of their cognitive world. We deal with, again, gross motor, fine motor, cognitive, behavioral, socialized, individual training.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, if you can give any person, because the purpose of the show is networking and giving different business ideas, so if you can give a person, I guess, a word of wisdom of starting their own business, maybe a day hab or something like that, that if that's not too difficult to get into, can you give them like a word of wisdom?
Well, it's a very, it's a rewarding program for individuals who have special desires to assist individuals that can't help themselves. It's a program that is designed to focus again on the strengths and the weaknesses of individuals diagnosed with mental retardation. It does not require a license. However, you do have to do networking through individuals that hold a license with DADS, Department of Aging and Disabilities. It is not really considered a day and a daycare center. It's a day half program where you're focusing on individuals, again, with mental retardation, and you focus on their individualized needs.
Okay, okay. So that's kind of, I guess if they're not in, don't have, so do you have to kind of have a medical background to get in that industry or not really?
No, not really, no.
Not really, okay.
You just have
all
to
right.
have some type of case management experience.
That'll give you the insight for that program. Okay.
Right.
Well, again, I'm glad you called and you did give us some insightful information. Again, our show is consisting of networking, giving ideas of helping each other with opening up businesses. So a day half program is a good thing that people can look into. Thank you for calling and giving your information to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. I'm glad you called in.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Okay, a day half program, ladies, that's something that you can do. I have some other information I wanted to kind of share on doing business ideas. I thought of a mobile advertising. Mobile advertising, they talked a little bit about how to do unlimited texting and advertising, mobile coupons, sending them to their mobile phones. This is a franchise, and if you want to get some more information about this one, it's called adking.com. That's adking.com. Again, that is mobile advertising. Then there's one that's, it says, let Refried Memes show you how. Their website is refriedmemes.com. That's refriedmemes.com. This one has equipment and training packages as well, and this one starts about $2,500. And I know a lot of you guys have been emailing about how to start a business with less than $1,000 or less, but that one is pretty good. If you're a husband, if you're married and your husband wants to start a business, I found another one, which is a truck bed liners. Now, this one to start is $199. Again, it's Scorpion Truck Bed Liners. Their email is www.scorpionwindowfilm@yahoo.com, and their website is www.scorpioncoatings.com. Again, that's dealing with bed liners. That's probably for the fellows out there that want to do something like that. You have personalizing products, kind of like an MLM type of deal, but this one, you can actually create your own products through this company. They do all the products selling for you. You just build your website and put your products on there. Their website is www.producteveryonewants.com. And just in case you need a phone number, it's 1-800-842-5580. Hopefully, some of those ideas would kind of help you a little bit. But, again, with opening up any business, you have to kind of ask yourself, in the business opportunity to be successful, what's in demand? What products or services are in demand that you can open up or present to the community? You know, think about if it's going to take a lot of investment and think about the risk that you're going to have to take. And also, think about your location, if you need a storefront or if you're going to do it from home. And then think about the customers for the services. You know, what is the business going to offer and how much can you make from the business? You know, just things like that of that nature. Just those ideas, again, you have to birth them, research your product, research your business, and get it out there. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to go ahead and answer some emails and give out some other information. My caller, again, was Daniel. He has an adult day half program. Again, last week we talked about pet sitting. We talked about adult day sitting with, like I said again, with people who want to go out and run errands, or if they work for a few hours or just have things that they need to get done, that's something that you can do. And that's adult pet sitting, you know, like kind of like babysitting, but adult, you know, business. So I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. I have some books that I've read and some other motivational books that will kind of help you inspire you or uplift you. One book was called The 4-Hour Work Week. Again, that's The 4-Hour Work Week. Another book was How to Make Millions with Your Idea. The third one, now I actually read this one. This one is Being Successful, 7 Proven Lessons. And this one was actually from Stephen King. He discussed some learning secrets of success in his book. And the last book was called Winning Through Intimidation. These are some kind of uplifting, inspiring, motivational books that kind of help you birth your business, get your ideas out there. With this being said, I have some current events that will kind of help you brainstorm or network in the area. The first one is networking orientation. This networking program is to show you how to expand your business in the business community. The cost is free. This is December the 13th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. It's going to be at 1200 Smith Street. Again, it's tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at 1200 Smith Street. Another one is Networking Nights Premiere. It's going to be at the Cullen Space Center from 5:30 to 8:30. And that's December the 18th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. And the last one is January the 12th. That's a Saturday at 8:30 at SCORE Houston. And it's called Starting and Running Your Own Business. Remember, like I told you, with SCORE Houston, it gives you free business counseling, and it kind of helps you get your businesses out there. They help you with free templates, with a business plan, how to birth your business, how to start it. They give you business ideas. They give you brainstorming ideas. EIN numbers, things that you wouldn't think of things, essential needs that you need for your business, they will get you in the right location. I'm going to answer a few emails that I have. The first email I have is from Terry Davis. She wants to know how to obtain a grant for a business. Okay, Terry, with this one, if you, depending on what type of business you want to do, applying for startup grants, you can also look with the Small Business Administration. You can also locate, www.classesusa.com. This is a grant funding website to see if you can qualify for any small business grants. Again, that's www.classesusa.com. Another website that you can go to for new grants is americas.funding. com, and they have deadlines, so you might want to check those out as soon as possible. If hopefully this will help a little bit. With grants, as I've discussed in the past, they are difficult, but they are out there, and you can actually possibly get a grant. But if you're going to do a grant, it's easy to go ahead and start applying right now, because the way grants are dispersed, it'll probably take 3 to 5 months, if not a little longer. So, Terry, thank you for your email. Hopefully this helps a little bit. I will email you this information as well if you're not listening. I have another email. This one comes from Kimberly. She wants to know, what child business could she endeavor in? With children, the success is unlimited. You can open up a registered family home, that if you want to do a home-based business with a daycare center, or if you want to do a standalone storefront daycare center. I would think about an arts and crafty type of place. I had someone to email me last week concerning a business event planning for kids, so like a party planner, where you can get parents to free themselves from doing the events. They can have you to do the event. So maybe think about that, a kid party planning, you know, that type of industry. Hopefully that helps a little bit. I'll email you that information as well if you're not listening. This email comes from Cheryl. She wants to know how to design clothes and where does she start. With a clothes designer, again, that's something unique and different. If you are a sewer, that's a good thing. If you want to, that one is a kind of a stunner for me because I'm not a designer. But, I mean, again, with any business, you know, you would have to, if you do your design and you draw them, then I would think the next step is go to someone that actually is a tailor or a person that you know that sews. Have them to maybe do a rough draft of your design. If it's something that you want to get larger, if you can't find someone that actually sews for you or you don't sew, then I would think maybe go to the Art Institute of Houston. Maybe that would kind of help you. You can maybe talk to someone in the fashion industry and see if some of the students can help you maybe do an internship or maybe a local college like University of Houston. Someone in a fashion industry possibly can help you birth your fashion design. I know that wasn't a lot of information. Hopefully that'll help a little bit. I'll email you those few little suggestions. My last email I have comes from Deborah. Deborah wants to know how difficult it is to write a book because she is thinking about writing a book regarding her life. That is a good thing. As I stated, I have written a couple of books. Writing a book, especially if it's your own life story, the process is dedicated to relating your life experience. So just think about it. You will begin with your examined life and just think about how the insight and if it's something that's a troubled life, how the healing would affect your disclosure. With any book, you have to start in phases, and I would just write in phases. If you have any certain characters or plots or anything like that, I would just start, again, like I said, start in phases. But think about if it's a troubled background, a troubled life, how the healing would affect you getting it out there. And get as far as getting it published, once you actually write your book and get it edited. And, again, when I wrote my first book, I did go through U of H, and I had some of the people that were in editing and marketing, I had them to actually go in and do my editing for me as an internship. So, I mean, you have to think about if you have an editor or if you're going to just edit it, if you're going to self-publish it yourself, that's another easy way. You know, it's kind of challenging, especially if you want to try to capture your own stories. So you think about that, but, again, develop on writing practice of your book. Put it in phases. Get somebody professional to read it or get a family member to read it and just kind of craft it and see how exactly everything is. I'll email you that information as well. I will provide a number if you want to actually physically call me. I want to thank you for your emails. I want to thank my guests for calling in. I want to take the time to thank my sponsors. I have Northwest Educational Institute at NEI Institute 55 at yahoo.com. I have Empowered Church at 9036 Humble, Westfield. That's Humble, Texas. The pastor there is Pastor Julian Robinson. I have Houston Power Women's Football at www.HoustonPowerWomenFootball.com. Again, that's www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. I have J&S Power Washing Services. This guy comes to your home. He will pressure wash your driveway, your house, your cars. He'll cover your place of business. Again, that's J&S Power Washing Services. Guys, please remember to follow me on Twitter, OpenTalk2 at Twitter. I'm at Facebook, OpenTalk2. And, again, please constantly send me your emails at OpenTalk2 at yahoo.com. Again, that's OpenTalk2 at yahoo.com. I want to leave you guys with a food for thought, as I always do. This one is, you know, it all starts with God, for everything absolutely above and below is visible and invisible. Everything got started with him and finds its purpose for him. Unless you assume a God, the question of life purpose is meaningless. And my food for thought is, or my points to ponder, it's not about me. And the verse I want you to remember is everything got started in him and finds its purpose through him. That's Colossians 1 and 16. And the question I want you to consider and think about today is, in spite of all the advertising around me, how can I remind myself that life is really about living for God and not myself? Again, I want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank my guests for calling in. And remember, you guys, this is all about networking with each other, building and motivating and inspiring others. Hopefully I will have another caller. I'm trying to get someone that has a life story that they can actually share with us. The book and a movie was published, so hopefully I can get this person to call next week, and I will have him on the line. I don't want to give out that information because I want you guys to call and listen in next week. On December the 19th at 10 a.m., I'll be back on the air. You guys have a great day, and thank you again.